And the country's first mobile pet therapy service is going to open at the Midlands Regional Hospital in Mullingar later today. So the children and teenagers staying at the hospital can interact with trained and certified therapy dogs. Our reporter Ethna Dodd is in Mullingar. Ethna, good morning to you. So doggies in hospitals.
Good morning, Anya. Yes, it's a very cute scene. I'm just outside the paediatric unit here in Mullingar. It's a lovely sunny morning and everyone's getting ready for the launch of Kian's Kennels. I'm looking at the red ribbon that's going to be cut in a little while. The mobile pet therapy unit is right outside the hospital door. It's the first time a unit like this has been anywhere outside Crumlin and the first one ever that's mobile in the whole country. There's lots of people who are very busy around me, including hospital managers and doctors and nurses from the paediatric unit, as well as a few parents and children that have received treatment at Midlands Regional Hospital here in Mullingar. And of course, the real stars of the show are the therapy dogs themselves. They're all here already, Amber and Molly, and there's a Walter on the way. They're very well behaved and patiently waiting for more kids to arrive in between the many pats and treats they've already gotten this morning. 2-year-old LJ, who has been enjoying the dogs this morning, is waiting for his favourite dog, Walter, who's going to arrive a little bit later. LJ is receiving hospital care at both Crumlin and Mullingar, and I asked his father, Kiernan, why they're looking forward to the launch here today.
Our son was diagnosed with a serious cancer called neuroblastoma on Christmas Day 2023, and he spent 14 months in Crumlin Hospital and also Mullingar, and during that time he was in isolation, and he used the service of Kian's Kennels, who came in.
Mommy?
At the time he was kind of overwhelmed and he was a little bit afraid, and when he saw Kian's Kennels therapy dog Walter, he was like excited, and that gave him some therapy and gave him like something to live for every day, and it really helped his therapy and his recovery.
Yeah, he's only young. Tell me how old LJ is.
LJ will be 3 on 21st of May this year, so he's nearly 3 next month.
Do you like dogs in general? Are dogs your favourite animal?
He's a cat.
So you're here today to launch this. LJ is actually going to cut the ribbon, I understand.
Yeah, so we're honoured. So LJ, like, he got great help and support from Kian's Kennels during his treatment. We're honoured and thrilled that he's launching the service in the Midlands in Mullingar today.
And LJ has shared care between Mullingar and Crumlin. So the fact that there'll be dogs now in both locations, what will that mean for you?
It'll mean that, you know, LJ and kids like him will be able to get the services of pet therapy regardless of whether in Dublin or whether they're in Mullingar or not. So it's great. Well, I think LJ had an appointment to see Walter every Saturday at 11:30. At the time, he was in full isolation. So, you know, on Thursday and Friday preceding that, he was looking forward to it. And then he was talking about it on Sunday and Monday. So it broke up the week and gave him something to look at, some normality in his life away from the humdrum of hospital and so on, yeah.
I also spoke to Dr. Jennifer Finnegan, paediatric consultant here in Mullingar. She told me about the benefits of therapy dogs like Walter.
It's a fantastic initiative. It's something that we're really, really welcoming of. As a smaller hospital, you know, we don't have resources such as play therapists and school teachers that bigger hospitals might have. So to have this mobile pet therapy unit is going to be a huge asset to our patients. I think particularly the fact that it is a mobile unit, it means the children will be able to leave the ward and enter a safe space with an animal and provide, you know, really, it'll be really beneficial for them during their inpatient treatment.
And you know LJ is one of your patients. So for him, who has shared care between here and Crumlin, what's that going to mean? Or do you have a sense already of what it has meant for him that he has the dog therapy in Crumlin?
I think obviously LJ is really familiar with our therapy dog that's here today for the launch. And it is fantastic. You know, there's evidence to show that that pet therapy really improves the experience and patient outcomes. You know, small children are coming to a strange ward, a strange environment, surrounded by strange people, and to have their own pets or indeed a therapy pet to visit is really life-changing for them.
I'm joined now by Evelyn Neary, founder and director of Kian's Kennels. Evelyn, you set up this charity in memory of your own son Kian and how his love for his dog Cooper helped him during his illness. Why did you feel you wanted to bring this service to other children after Kian died?
Good morning. I'm delighted to be here talking to you this morning. We set up the charity to bring the same joy that Cooper brought Kian to other families. We saw the positive impact that had for Kian during his illness and through difficult times for us all as a family. And so we set up the charity to bring that in a structured, safe way to other families and to sick children.
And can you tell me how this unit will work for children like LJ?
So for children like LJ that are attending the paediatric unit here, the service will be provided on a weekly basis. The mobile unit will arrive here at the hospital with our therapy dogs and our handlers in it, and then the children will come out from the ward and spend some time in the unit here.
And for the dogs themselves, what training is required, and you know, where will the unit go? Where will they go when the mobile unit goes home?
So when the mobile unit goes home, they go home too, to their families. All of our therapy dogs are trained therapy dogs, and they're assessed for suitability to carry out their duties as therapy dogs. And all of our volunteers are also trained.
And final question: this is the first mobile therapy unit. Are you hoping it's the first of many?
Yes, absolutely, the first of many, and not that just this will be the first unit, but that also this will be the first hospital we hope to extend to the other regionals in the coming months.
We'll leave it there, Evelyn. There's a lovely buzzy atmosphere today, so best of luck with it. More and more people keep coming out to see the dogs. It's really filling up here now. LJ will be cutting the ribbon at 7:30 this morning, and lots of excitement to come. That's all from Mullingar. Thanks, Anya.
And good luck to LJ and indeed Walter, Amber and Molly on their big day.